Oasis Audio presents Extravagant Love by Carol Engel Averyt. Read for you by Jennifer Jill Araya. Dedicated to my dad, whose strong prayers helped save me. Author's note. C.S. Lewis once said, "You ask for a loving God, you have one." He goes on to say that God's love is passionate and exacting like a lover's, jealous, perhaps even overbearing at times. I can't remember ever writing a manuscript where I had to stop so many times and just take a few moments to soak in what it means for God to love me in such remarkable ways. Here is what I have prayed over every page of this book, that as you read each word and sentence, God's love will become so real to you that it will fill every crevice of your heart, even the ones you thought could never be filled or mended. You are indeed loved, my friend, and the one who loves you is the King himself. Introduction. Most of us go through that awkward stage between girlhood and blossoming into young women, when we think we will be resigned forever to living in the basement, just like Cinderella. Oddly, though we understand her plight on the inside, we think we resemble the ugly stepsisters on the outside. At least, that's how we may feel. I know I did. Entering my teenage years, I possessed two left feet, eye teeth growing way up in my gum line, unmanageable hair, the occasional pimples, an overabundance of hair growing on my arms and legs, and nearly zero confidence that life would ever get any better. Until one day, my dad gave me something. He had been away on a shoe buying trip to St. Louis with his bosses. My parents were hardworking clothing salespeople, putting in 6 days a week with little money left over for extras. We didn't vacation. There was not enough time or finances. So having him out of town for any reason was unique. What was more unusual happened upon his return. He had brought me back a surprise. As he handed over the small package, I thought I had never seen anything so beautiful. The wrapping was fancy, very fancy, with smooth, silvery paper and a huge, glistening bow. Along the ribbon was one of those stickers embossed with the name of the department store. Dad explained to me what a grand place it was. Unless you have grown up in a home with precious few extras, you may not be able to appreciate fully what it means to receive something special like this. I stood there for many minutes, just holding the precious gift in my hands, barely able to take it in. Daddy smiled at me.
"Go ahead, open it."
Carefully trying to not tear even the paper, I gingerly uncovered the small box and lifted the lid. Underneath, carefully folded tissue protected its contents. As I pulled back the paper, I saw the most utterly beautiful thing I had ever seen. A small, white, seed pearl evening bag, with a delicate little handle also covered in hand-stitched pearls. Inside, glossy white satin lining contained a tiny pocket for holding a cosmetic item or compact. There was also a small label carefully embroidered with the store's name. I stood there just holding the evening bag in my hands. Even today, I can remember exactly how my heart jumped. The pearls slightly rolled under my touch. I felt the soft fabric and imagined placing a pretty powder puff inside. I envisioned going to a dance someday, with a beautiful dress, and carrying my little pearl evening bag. Of course, from a certain vantage point, it was a completely nonsensical gift. It was over the top. I don't even know how Daddy afforded such a gift, and it was of no practical use either, which my mother quietly pointed out to him later. I was too young, too gangly, too far away from ever being invited to go anywhere by anybody. But it didn't matter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?